GainesMedia.com presents the Rob Diddy Podcast.
Welcome to the show that proves in America anything is possible.
Your ears are now about to be blessed by the sounds of Rob Diddy.
We have a disaster.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? That's inexcusable. Inexcusable.
There's never been anything like this. It's a disgrace. There's never been anything like that.
You know, I kind of switched things up. I kind of was more changed things around, put my microphone stand down, because I was really trying to figure out when I wanted to start podcasting again. You know, and I thought this Lions season, I thought they would find the grit and the underdog story once again with the injuries, the retirement of Frank Ragnow, and then found out Frank Ragnow can't come back. I am utterly as shocked at the fact that my cat is using the litter box as I'm recording this as I am at how the Lions game turned out today. It was a total disaster like nobody's ever seen before. Wow, what a country. It was a total disaster. The Lions played like nobody's ever seen before. But it's true. Jared Goff has these periods where he's good Jared Goff and he's bad Jared Goff. For as many times as he's excellent and great Jared Goff, there comes bad Jared Goff. The reason that he was traded from the Los Angeles Rams to the Lions when they thought, hey, we're getting an upgrade with Matthew Stafford. And Matthew Stafford wanted to leave anyways. The problem is, the Lions, when they built a complete offensive line defense, quality running game, quality passing game with receivers who are explosive, and didn't use the same agenda, the history, the encyclopedia of the Detroit Lions offense, the creativity that Ben Johnson brought. And on his very channel, I went on a rant about how Ben Johnson leaving would be a total disaster because he was going to the Bears. Now we see how much creativity in this offense was really because of Ben Johnson and not Dan Campbell being the CEO. The other problem is injuries stacking up and the fact that Brad Holmes did absolutely nothing to build a depth around this team and have the proper backups. It is unbelievable that every damn play they tried to run the ball with Jahmyr Gibbs until it stopped working and they finally gave up and went to David Montgomery. The fact of the matter is this. They played a horrible game and they deserve to lose just like they did against the Steelers and multiple other times this year. The truth of the matter is the Lions need to go back to the drawing board and figure out a new offensive scheme or a different style of calling plays where it is not so predictable. Every time going for it on fourth down. Every single time giving the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs. Why can't you put Montgomery in the backfield and put Gibbs at receiver and throw screens and throw deep balls to Gibbs like Kenneth Gainwell did for the Steelers against us less than a week ago? Why did we get in this spot? Why did we allow the offense creativity to just die off? Why did we not go out and try to be aggressive and trade for another defensive lineman to pair up with Aiden Hutchinson and Muhammad and Aleem McNeil and DJ Reader, who apparently is posting that he doesn't want to be back here again? I don't know. Today's game was just another nail in the coffin of the Detroit Lions for this season. What they've already done is shown they do not care about playing. They do not care about going to playoffs. They may have tried, but they didn't find a way to dig deep within inside themselves to actually get the job done. On yet another national stage, this time on Christmas and not Thanksgiving. The fact of the matter is this. We should have looked at the possibility of keeping Ben Johnson and letting Dan Campbell go. Whoa, crit. All the commercials that he's in, all the voiceovers. At the end of the day, all that matters is that this team was not the same team from last year. They may have added some people. They may have added some draft picks that were seen as them saying we're good. They thought they had it under control and they were the smartest people in the room. However, that was a lie. That's not what happened here. The Detroit Lions were not ready for the last two games. Hell, they weren't ready for this entire season, it seems like. The amount of inconsistent play, the amount of losses, the amount of times they just kept going back to the cookbook and producing the same winning recipe. Jahmyr Gibbs running the ball or catching the ball on the screen is literally like just making the same exact recipe every day because you think it's going to turn out great and you're going to love it. But what if something goes wrong with the temperature? What if you can't regulate the temperature? They could not find a way to adjust to the defense who had seen this same playbook every single week, the same script, the same ideology, the same team. Even when people got hurt, they didn't replace them. This is what it was going to lead up to, and it's pretty annoying. Hopefully, they can make some moves in the offseason, bring in a better offensive coordinator to call the plays and do things to help this team get back to where they were last year, and even better, handle the adversity and actually win in the playoffs in highly contested games that are important